Something cool that is happening this afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m. in our community is a Black Business Showcase. It is being put on under the auspices of Neighborhood Youth Services, and Pez Davila is the program director. He joins us this morning to tell us more. Hey, Pez, good morning. It's great to have you on the line with us.
Yes, it is. Thanks for having me.
You know, one of the actually, the last conversation I had on the air with the late Xavier Bell, he was talking about how everybody has a side hustle, and he was talking about the importance of entrepreneurship, particularly in the Black community. Do you have a sense of, you know, obviously I can't ask him now, do you have a sense of that as something that he felt was important just for this particular community, or whether he thinks that is something that all Black communities need to have?
I would say all Black communities, and here's why. Life for people of color has started so rough, you know, in this country, and as well as others. And even these days, you know, we still experience, you know, people telling us that we're not good enough or you can never do this. And that sticks in people's heads, you know. So sometimes they find no sense of empowerment at all, or they believe those words that people tell them, or they believe that, you know, we can never escape, you know, the tough part of history that we've been through. So to see a person of color that has their own business and out there doing the exact things that we weren't or are not ever supposed to do is absolutely amazing.
You have assembled enough people to, or a variety of different groups working together, at any rate, have assembled a group of enough people to hold a showcase. Can you talk about some of the entrepreneurs that folks will have an opportunity to meet? I suppose, too, we're going to need to talk at some point about, is this going to be virtual or in person, and how we're going to handle the whole, you know, everybody let's be safe. But I want to talk first about who's going to be there, and was it difficult to find enough entrepreneurs, or did you go, oh, my heavens, we've got to stop it. We need to limit the number.
So, you know, some of the businesses that would be there, we actually got some from Duluth and Superior. So in Duluth, we have like Spoon's Bar and Grill. We have Royal Roots, which is a business that, you know, grows their own herbs and vegetables and fruits and things like that and sells them. Also, Stop and Go Pizza out in Superior, which is really good. I love their wings and their pizza. And Izzy's, they're going to be showcasing some of their food. We also just have a couple little small LLCs, small candy shops and bakeries and things like that. And you may think, and honestly, I'm so embarrassed to say I did not even know myself, being a Black man, that there were as many Black-owned businesses in this small area. I mean, I believe there's, you know, over 30. We have about 20 to 25 coming to our showcase today. You know, and for us, that was like, it was amazing. And the moment we put it out, we were getting hits back. And we were like, man, this is absolutely awesome. I mean, this was a quick idea that just started with us, you know, just saying, you know, we need to do something before Black History Month is over. Why don't we see if there's some Black businesses that would like to come and, you know, we can help them just with some promoting. They can sell some of their items with us and people can test some of their food and, you know, they can get to know each other, because a lot of these businesses don't even know each other. But most importantly, the community needs to know who these businesses are so they can support them as well. So,
oh, absolutely. I mean, if you're running a little business, chances are you don't have tons and tons of money for, you know, billboard advertising or fill in the blank. And so word of mouth, and, you know, getting people interested and intrigued, and then maybe getting them hooked into your social media, that's the way that you're going to make the magic happen. And, you know, it's interesting because I've talked with a number of people of color on the program, and they're kind of equally divided. Some of them say, you know, we need to support one another, and we need to get the word out, we need to blah, blah, blah. And other people say, you know, I don't know if I want to have to speak for all of my racial group every time I open my mouth. So I guess my point was, a lot of these businesses don't know about each other either, so you don't have to feel too bad, but you've got to be delighted that there are so many.
Oh, for sure, I am. I really am. I am so ecstatic that, you know, and the reason I'm excited is because, I mean, this past year in 2020 was just, it seemed like the racial tension was so high, and black people and white people alike were put in such a spotlight where, you know, everything was so negative, you know, and, you know, you hear so much as, you know, the black community is this way and it'll never get better and there's nothing positive there and blah, blah, blah. So to see something positive, that's something that I want the world to look at and say, hey, don't judge us all by a whole. Get to know the individual, because you may find someone that shocks you, you know, and that is able to hold their own, that is educated, that is able to build their own business and be successful in that. You know, so those are the thoughts for me that is that are so exciting when it comes to today and getting to meet these people face to face, you know, so.
You know, I think that's the way bridges are built. They're not, you know, you don't meet a racial group. You meet an individual. You meet a person. And, you know, or you take a bite of somebody's chicken and ribs and go, oh, I don't know who you are, but I want to be your new best friend.
Exactly.
I mean, as long as food is involved, what's not to like? So let's talk a little bit about the whole COVID thing. How are you going to handle the showcase? Are people encouraged to come in person? And how's it going to work so that everybody is having a great time and safe?
Okay, so with the COVID thing, you know, just like anything else, you want to be careful. Our event is live and in person. This week we have been working with the city of Duluth, specifically a lady named Megan Lynn. She's been great. She's been awesome, just, you know, helping us find, you know, read through the COVID procedures through the state and the city guidelines, you know, because we want to make sure we follow them. That way we keep people safe. You know, we keep these businesses safe, that way they'd be able to keep going. So we will have someone placed at the door. And when they come in, you know, masks will be required. We do temperature checks. We also have, you know, someone from each group write their name and phone number down. You know, that way if, you know, you know, down the road we find out someone
You can, COVID. You can, yep, so, you can go back and you can get in touch and say, this might have happened. So, okay,
exactly.
Great.
And then what we will do, we will have a couple food vendors set up in our kitchen area. We have people spaced out in line. The food vendors will all be wearing the proper PPE. They, you know, pass out the food. We have disposable, you know, plates and cups and utensils and things like that. We have tables set up in the gym 6 feet apart, 4 chairs at each table, and spaced out, you know, accurately. You know, people have to be seated to eat. That's the state guidelines. And once they're done, you know, we have staff on hand that are going to wipe the tables, you know, and sanitize them, disinfect them after each use. And we want to, you know, eat first and stuff to kind of get that out the way. And after that, we, you know, clean up the tables, and the vendors will be spaced out all across our gym in the at our NYS property on the Washington Center. And people, we'll be able to go one group at a time per table, you know, so we don't have any crowding, and there'll be directional arrows, so, you know, there won't be any confusion on which way to go. And yeah, so we have it as safe as possible that way. We're only allowed a certain amount of people into our gym at a time. So, you know, we'll be making sure we keep count of that. And as one group leaves, we can advance them and have another group come in. So, you know, we're hoping to have a good turnout. So far, it seems like it'll be really good.
The weather is going to be great. The temperature is going to be nice. So a person could, well, after that cold snap, you know, a person can stand outside in this weather for a couple hours and go, whatever, you know, just chat.
Exactly. Just
so that'll be nice.
Yep. So that'll be awesome. Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like it is going to be an absolutely fantastic opportunity for folks to find their new favorite blank, you know, fill in the blank, their new favorite vendor of this or vendor of that. So really looking forward to it. It sounds like it's going to be a great event. We'll get a link set up on our webpage so it'll be easy for folks to find more information. And Pez, thanks so very, very much for joining us this morning and for sharing your enthusiasm for this event. And what a great idea. Let's try something like this again in the summertime, too, where it'll be really easy to spread out and socially distance. And maybe by the time we hit summer, maybe things are going to be getting a little bit closer back to normal.
I'm hoping. That's the hope for sure. I know everyone is ready for it. So,
boy, isn't that the truth. Pez, thanks again so much for being our guest this morning. What a treat to have you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Pez Davila is the program director of Neighborhood Youth Services. He joined us this morning as our guest. The Black Business Showcase is taking place at the Washington Community Recreation Center this afternoon from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. All state and city COVID-19 guidelines are going to be observed. It's free. Masks are mandatory, but it's free, and it's actually an event in person. So if you're dying to mask up and see people from a distance of 6 feet, it might be absolutely just the ticket.